After this, he went down to Capernaum with his mother, his brothers, and his disciples, and they remained there a few days. The Passover of the Jews was near, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple, he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and the money changers seated at their tables. Making a whip of cords, he drove all of them out of the temple, both the sheep and the cattle. He also poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. He told those who were selling the doves, "Take these things out of here. Stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." The Jews then said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews then said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking of the temple of his body. After he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. When he was in Jerusalem during the Passover festival, many believed in his name because they saw the signs that he was doing. But Jesus, on his part, would not entrust himself to them because he knew all people and needed no one to testify about anyone, for he himself knew what was in everyone. That is a very memorable example of Jesus getting angry. Something that we don't normally equate with Jesus. You think about Jesus, you think about this quiet, gentle person, this loving person that doesn't get bothered by anything. I mean, we even sing songs like "Fairest Lord Jesus" or "O Gentle Savior, Meek and Mild." Jesus to us is Mr. Nice Guy. That sensitive person who respects women, loves children, is kind to his mother, a very quiet, gentle person. But this particular case, he just couldn't be quiet anymore. Sometimes we get angry. What John doesn't tell you in this story, and some of the other gospels you'll read about this same incident, Jesus actually arrived at the temple the night before. And he looked around and he left. They went to a city nearby and they spent the night. And then coming back the next morning is when he passed the fig tree that we all know about. He was hungry for breakfast. This fig tree was beautiful, bushy fig tree, but didn't have a bit of fruit on it. And because it did not have any fruit on it, he cursed the tree, which was kind of a premonition or a preference to what was about to happen in Jerusalem, because the Pharisees and the Sadducees, oh, they would dress beautifully, they looked great, but they had no fruit. They were not doing what they were supposed to do. So I'm sure this little incident on the way back to the temple probably didn't help much either. It added to his anger and his frustration. So he got in there and he basically tore down everything that was going on inside the temple. He got really angry. And that probably didn't help his situation with the Pharisees and the Sadducees, because they saw those things and they thought, "We've got to get rid of this guy because he's messing with our business. He's taking away our money," because they were making money on allowing these people to operate inside the temple. So you can understand why he got so angry. And even back in Isaiah prophesies that they have taken the Father's house and made it into a den of robbers. So this was prophesied what was going to happen. And like I mentioned, sometimes we get angry. But we have to be careful about that. We need to get angry for the right reason. Jesus got angry for the right reason. They were desecrating his Father's house. Too often, we get angry about things that we really shouldn't get angry about. And anger can cause more problems than it can fix. We all know what nitroglycerin is. It's a very volatile substance. They mix it with paste or sand and make dynamite out of it. But They also use nitroglycerin, these little tiny amounts that keep heart patients' heart working. So a little bit is good, a lot is a bad. And that's the way anger is. You can get a little upset with somebody, that's okay. You get angry with somebody because of something they did, that is probably not okay. Depends on why. And if we look at society today, Christians have plenty of reasons to get angry with society. The things that have happened to Christianity over the past 40, 50 years, they've taken God out of our schools. They've taken God out of our public buildings. They have done everything they can to take God away from us. And the problem is, we didn't get angry about it. When this first started happening, churches were filled. There were a majority of people in this country that were Christians. Yet we stood back and let these things happen. We didn't get angry about it. We should have got angry and said, wait a minute. You can't do that. And because we didn't get angry about it, we are suffering the consequences today. Kids are killing kids in our schools. All kinds of terrible things are happening in our society because we've lost our connection with God. We should have got angry. But too often we get angry for the wrong reasons and it causes problems. There's a story from back in the early days of baseball, 1894. The Baltimore Orioles were playing the Boston Bean Eaters, and yes, that's what they were called back in 1894. They were playing baseball in this beautiful stadium that they had built. Third baseman Tommy Foghorn Tucker slid into third base. And as he slid into third base, John McGraw of the Orioles kicked him in the face. More than likely, this was completely innocent. But Tucker got up and started a fight. Now, as soon as him and John McGraw got into it, the rest of the team got into it. And as the rest of the team got into it, the fans in the stands got into it. And at some point during this big brawl, somebody set fire to the stadium. The stadium burned to the ground. But that's not the worst of it. As the stadium burned to the ground, it also burned 107 other buildings in Boston. This little, probably accidental kick in the face destroyed that stadium and 107 other buildings. That's what anger does. If you let it, it can destroy great things. The Boston Globe, the newspaper, the next day said it was a hot game. Sure enough. Okay. We cannot allow ourselves to get angry with one another over little things like that. It was an accident. Probably if he'd have got up and said something, John McGraw would have apologized. But it didn't allow that to happen. There's another little funny story. It's about a guy going into a bar. And I don't normally talk about going into a bar, but he walks up to the bartender and he says, "Bartender, give me two shots." Bartender says, "You want them both now or one at a time?" Because he sees this one guy. He says, "I want them both now." And as he's telling him that, he pulls this little 3-inch man out of his pocket and sets him up on the bar. He says, "One's for me, one's for him." Bartender looks at this little 3-inch guy and says, "He can drink?" The guy says, "Yeah, sure, he can drink." So the bartender pours the two shots, and sure enough, the little guy drinks all his up, and the guy that walked in drinks all his up. He says, "That's amazing. What else can he do? Can he walk?" The man says, "Oh, sure." He flicks the quarter down the bar, and the little 3-inch guy runs down there, gets the quarter, and brings it back to his friend. "That's amazing. What else can he do? Can he talk?" "Oh, sure, he can talk." Then he turns and looks at the little 3-inch man, and he says, "Hey, Jake, tell the bartender about the time you were hunting in Africa and you called that witch doctor an idiot." It's funny, but it makes a point that we should be careful what we say to others in those situations when we're angry. My dad used to tell me, you count to 10 before you say something because you might say something you're going to regret. And even in the Bible, Jesus tells us we should never call anyone a fool or an idiot, probably. One of the biggest Broadway hits in recent history, back in 2016, was Hamilton. Hamilton is a story about Alexander Hamilton. And in Alexander Hamilton's life, him and Aaron Burr were kind of always going at each other. They had a lot of disagreements. Aaron Burr was the vice president at the time. Alexander Hamilton was the treasurer, the nation's treasurer. Well, at some point, Alexander Hamilton made some snide remark about Aaron Burr, a political remark, and Aaron Burr challenged him to a duel. Back then, when you had a problem with somebody, that's how you settled the conflict. You had a duel. That's a good thing that doesn't happen today in Washington, because most of those politicians would probably be dead. But that's the wrong way to take care of this. In the duel, Alexander Hamilton is fatally wounded. He died. Aaron Burr, his career died, because people saw that and what he had done, and he could no longer be in politics because people really didn't like him after that. So two lives were ruined, one that died and one that lost his political career, over an argument. Later on, Aaron Burr makes the comment that he should have just taken it in stride and not let it bother him, because it was a tragic waste of human life. And that's what happens when you get angry at somebody. Terrible things can happen if you're not getting angry for the right reasons. We all hear about road rage, but did you know that over the last 7 years, road rage has resulted in 12,610 injuries in this country and 218 murders? Now, that's just crazy. So what? Somebody cuts you off on the freeway. Be a man. Say, well, okay, I'm sorry. Don't run them down and hurt them. But that's what's going on today in our society. Our society has lost its Christian values. We talked about that a little bit last week. We have lost our Christian values. We get angry about the least little things, and it causes all kinds of problems, makes things worse. We are in a society today that is experiencing a lot of depression. There's more depressed people today than there's ever been. Sigmund Freud said that depression is anger turned inward. Depression is caused by getting angry and not expressing that anger because you know you probably shouldn't, and it just eats you up inside. That's what causes depression. In fact, more recently, here back when Northern Ireland was in this big fight between the Protestants and the Catholics, they did a study and found that in the places in Northern Ireland that had the worst battles, the suicide rate plummeted. People had some way to get rid of that anger and that frustration so they weren't turning it in on themselves. Anger can do all kinds of terrible things. Nice people get depressed because they don't know what to do with their anger. They don't want to strike out at somebody because they don't want to hurt them. So they just let it fester inside them, and it causes health problems. They have found that men who score high for hostility on standard tests are 4 times more likely to die prematurely than men who score low. So that anger doesn't just hurt other people, it can hurt you health-wise. So we have to learn to be the peaceful, gentle person like we envision Jesus. We have to imitate Jesus. But there are times when it's okay to get angry. Christians should get angry. Just like when Jesus ran off the money changers and all the cattle and sheep and doves and things that were for sale for people to sacrifice. He got angry. And that whole thing was caused initially because Roman money had Julius Caesar's image on it. Of course, a graven image is wrong according to the Ten Commandments. And so the Jews wouldn't accept that. So the money changers had this ready-built business that people would have to come in and exchange their Roman coins for some kind of a Jewish money that didn't have anything on it so that they could use it. So it was a society thing that caused this. Just like it's a society thing today that is causing so many of the problems that we see in our society and as Christians. Martin Luther used to make the comment that when I'm angry, I preach well and I pray better. Sometimes you can channel that anger into better things. Make you stand up for what's right. Pray harder to God. There's a young military officer who got the Congressional Medal of Honor because he was in this battle that looked hopeless. So all the men were driven back except he stood his ground. His superior officers called him a one-man war. And when he was asked about this later, why he stayed there when everybody else retreated, he said, "I just got mad." He got angry, and so he channeled that anger into what he was doing. And he did a good thing and won the Congressional Medal of Honor. William Wilberforce, most of you know the name, was the person that stopped slave trading in Great Britain. It made him angry that they were treating slaves like cattle. These were people, but they were treating them like cattle. So he got angry for the right reason, and he stopped the slave trade in Great Britain. And of course, that's come to the United States and all that. There are still slavery going on in some parts of the world, I'm sure, but he got angry for a reason and fixed a problem. There's a story about farmers in Brazil that because of the politics of the situation, their land was seized, and when they got angry and put up a fight, they were thrown in jail. But the other farmers that were around there that didn't have their land seized got angry because of what the government had just done to those friends of theirs, and so they all marched down to the town and filled the judge's house until he finally gave in and said, "Okay, fine, go home and I'll release those that are in jail." They got angry and used their anger for good. Sometimes we get angry, and sometimes it's okay. But other times, we need to behave ourselves. There's a man named Alan Ralsky, back here about the turn of the century when email started getting real popular. This is the guy that started spam. And he made himself into a multimillionaire by clogging our email boxes with marketing spam. He was bragging one day in an interview with a reporter from the Detroit Free Press about how much money he had made out of doing this, about how he had built this 8,000 square foot mansion. And he even made the comment that this single weight loss email paid for an entire wing of this mansion. Well, the people that read that interview, they got really upset because this was the man that was causing them to have all this junk in their email. So they decided to get angry and do something about it. So they posted his home address, his email address, and his phone number on hundreds of websites. Alan Ralsky, the guy that started spam and was so proud of it, wound up getting tons of junk mail. Junk email, junk mail in his mailbox, and he determined that his name and address had been posted to hundreds of mailing lists. Those people got angry for a purpose. They wanted to show this guy that, hey, don't be proud of what you just did. That was wrong. Sometimes anger is a good thing. And there are times that anger is not a sin. There are times when Christians ought to get angry over the injustices we see. I mean, William Wilberforce, he could have stood back and got angry and not worried about it, but he did something. Sometimes the greatest sin that we commit is not getting angry. Sometimes the greatest sin we make is not getting angry. There are times when we should get angry and we don't. Like I was mentioning about all the things that have happened to Christianity over the years, and we've stood by and let it happen. We should have got angry. We should have never let some of those things happen. And be careful when you get angry about the things you do. Don't call a witch doctor an idiot. Don't call somebody a fool. Don't run somebody down on the freeway because they cut you off. I mean, it's just, some of those things are just crazy. Why would you do those things? If you want to get angry about something, get angry about the weak that are trampled upon, the children that are abused, the poor that are taken advantage of, the homeless that are neglected. Anger can be a great motivator for things like that. Get upset about it. Get upset that we are spending more money on illegal aliens than we are our homeless veterans. Get angry. That would be a good place to channel your anger. Sometimes we get angry, and sometimes it's okay in the right situation. But like Jesus, most of the time, yes, we should be gentle, meek Christians. We should show people love and understanding. But at times, we should stand up for what's right. There was a country song here quite a few years ago called, "You've Got to Stand for Something or You'll Fall for Anything." And that's what's happened to Christianity. We didn't stand up, so we fell. And we shouldn't have let that happen. And we can turn that around. Amen?